Today's episode of The Initials Game is brought to you by Mountain Dew.
I want to say it again out there, everybody. Take care of yourselves today. Take care of your old folks. Take care of your babies. Take care of your pets. It's going to be super duper ridiculous hot. And as we revealed during the very first What Really Matters this morning, the quickest way to cool down your car is to roll down the passenger window all the way, open the driver's side door, and kind of fan like this back and forth for 1 or 2 minutes, and that'll cool down your car faster than just getting in and turning on the AC.
On the highway?
Not on the highway.
That would be impressive.
That would be impressive.
Hi, Charge!
Hi, everybody.
Dude, thanks for coming in and doing this.
I'm so excited for initials.
I'm so excited as well.
Don't tell PA, but I put way more work into the initials than I did for one segment of initials than 3 hours of prepping for his show.
Thank you very, very much for that, and we appreciate it. Corey, obviously out today with the fam, celebrating Dad's 80th birthday.
He quit.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Corey, how about
quit.
That?
He quit.
Yeah. Oh, he quit.
Yeah.
Good. Well, there you go.
It's been a good run.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, not good. Yeah. It was a run. It was,
he had a job for a while.
Yeah.
So.
This is the 210th game of initials.
It is.
And Charge?
Yes.
Real quick. The initials game is brought to you by Mountain Dew.
It is.
And did you know that new from Dew, Mountain Dew Ice, is a clear, refreshing lemon-lime Dew. Great lemon taste with a kick of caffeine. Only from Dew. Oh.
I'm delighted to learn about that. Thank you very much.
I got you.
While we're talking sponsors, Paul, what happens if you were to win today?
If I win, I'm sponsored by Irish Born Hospitality. It's 4 restaurants: Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and McKinney Row.
Wow!
If I win, you will receive 1 beverage of choice at any of the Irish Born Hospitality restaurants. All you have to say is "meat sauce, 1 initials," and your server will do it this week through Sunday.
I love it. I don't want you to win, but I love that.
And AJ, if you win, what happens?
If I win, you can head to the Rival House in St. Paul, and you'll get a free beer and a $3 initials appetizer just for saying that AJ won the initials game.
Wow.
And Chris?
Hi. My name is Chris Hockey, and I'm here for all the all-new Radku.com people. If I win, you get 10% off your online order all weekend long using the promo code initials. Just use the promo code initials online only at the time of checkout and get yourself some cool stuff for your car, truck, or SUV.
Mark, if you win, what happens?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Say that again.
Mark. If you win, what happens for listeners?
Oh, Rosie, that's
terrible. Hey, wait a minute, you're a good guy, I thought.
I didn't hit that. Charge did.
I did.
Rosie's here laughing. Well, if I win, you can receive 20% off ticket prices for the International Champions Cup. Yeah. See the best in the world at U.S. Bank Stadium on July 31st.
Champions Cup of
Soccer.
That's
correct.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just need a little help on
Big
that.
Big deal, man. It's going to be
all
fun.
Right. Fantastic.
So, here we go.
You guys know this word.
Good guys.
12 items. They can be anything, but they share common initials. Each item has 6 clues. As soon as you know the item, ring in with your name. Your name is your buzzer. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you're out for the remainder of that item only. The all-time record is 9, held by Paul, Meat Sauce Lambert, and AJ Mansoor. No hints from the crowd. Listeners, can listeners still predict and win?
Wow, you got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, all right, so they got to hurry.
Who you think's going to win, how many points, and use the hashtag PowerTrip, and you'll be eligible to win that Mountain Dew gift card, Visa gift card from Mountain Dew, and Soda Pop.
Hashtag PowerTrip. The initials today, WW, have been done before, 3 years ago. It's up to you to figure out whether or not we would be bold enough to repeat some, all, any, none of those that we used 3 years ago.
Okay.
I don't even think Mark was playing 3 years ago.
They're WW.
We begin with item number 1. Introduced via short story in a magazine. Shown with the theme song to Chariots of Fire playing in the background.
Paul. Wally World.
That's right.
Oh, that's a great one. Oh my gosh. Hey. Nice job, Saucy. Wow.
Thanks.
Holy moly.
Meat sauce, 1.
Wow, that would have taken me forever.
Item number 2.
Perry had it. You over there, Charge, you can hit clue 1.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've got it right here.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Clue number 1.
Originally built in 1902, replacing the stable that had been there.
Clue number 2.
Mostly it's offices.
AJ. West Wing.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
I almost buzzed in on the first one, but
that was good.
Boy, H.
Balls.
It's Go to item number three.
Goodness.
Clue number one.
Started in 1963 in New York.
Clue number two.
Founded by Gene Nidtek, author of a book called The Memoir of a Successful Loser.
Clue number three.
It's a 30-country global operation with 25,000 employees.
Clue number four.
Publicly traded in the U.S. under ticker symbol WTW. Which I guess makes sense, given that our initials today are WW.
Clue number five.
It uses smart points.
Heck.
Final.
Mark. Weight Watchers?
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Good job. Nice job, Perry.
Wow.
Out of nowhere.
Nice one, Perry.
I promise, when it came to my mind, I was more surprised than you guys were.
Good one, bud.
And they were the right
Good
initials.
Guys.
Yeah. All right. Through three, our score is Sauce 1, AJ 1, Mark 1, and here comes item number 4.
Clue number 1.
Believed to have been invented 7,500 years ago near Armenia. I would.
You would.
Of course. Give me a chance to put that in there.
Clue number two.
It was once considered to have healing properties.
Clue number three.
It can be yellow, yellow green, or yellow gold in appearance.
Hawk.
Hawk.
White wine.
That's right.
All right.
Man. Good. Hawk, attaboy.
Four-way tie through one. That's fantastic. Man. That's what we're going for.
These are good clues, Josh.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Wow.
Very good. I'm glad you put all this effort into it. These are great. Great job.
Item number five.
Clue number one.
A reoccurring character on Gilligan's Island had this nickname.
Clue number two.
A sublime single from 1997 had this name and spent 26 weeks on the charts.
Paul.
Wrong
Way.
That's right.
I was singing in my head. Yeah, I couldn't get there.
Out of the sauce. Chorus faster.
Right.
Dang it.
Meat Sauce has two. Everybody else has one. We move to item number six.
Clue number one.
First appeared in print in 1996.
Clue number two.
First appeared on video in 2011.
Clue number three.
Frequently referred to as the Others.
Clue number four.
They move silently.
AJ. White Walkers?
That's right.
Oh.
Wow.
Charge, another one.
I have no idea what that is.
Game of Thrones.
You ever really not seen Game of Thrones?
No.
Wow.
No. Started and you're the one. Twice?
I'm not the only one.
Meat Sauce 2, AJ 2, nice. Mark has one, and Chris
Stupid
has
nerds.
One. Again, the initials are WW. We move to item number seven.
PA would have gotten that one.
Clue number one.
Created in 1987 in Britain by Martin Hanford.
Clue number two.
It's been in the form of video games, books, TV shows, and comic strips.
Paul. Wonder Woman?
Hawk.
You are out for the remainder of this question.
I said Hawk, so I buzzed in, but...
Thank you, I missed it.
Yeah. I'm so stupid.
Three, two, one.
No, I'm out.
All right, you're out.
Wow.
That leaves Mark and AJ. Bethesda, the software developer behind Skyrim and Fallout, did a video game adaptation in 1991. It features sidekicks Wilma, Wendy, Wolf, and Wizard Whitebeard.
Oh, God dang it.
Every scene... Oh, sorry, hold on. I've left... I think we are on number four.
Oh,
now we're on five.
Okay.
Clue, there we go.
Number five.
Every scene takes... is so intricate, it takes 8 weeks.
AJ.
AJ.
Where's Waldo?
That's right.
I mean, come on.
Damn it.
Dang it.
Nice job, AJ.
AJ has three, Sauce has two, Chris and Mark have one. We are on item number eight.
I was way off.
Me too.
That was a hard one.
Warcraft is WC, isn't it?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Such an idiot.
And World of Warcraft has the O in the middle, so I couldn't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Trust us, you tried.
I did. I made every effort. There was one other one that I was very disappointed I could not use.
Clue number one.
This is item number eight.
Clue number one.
A band of this name hit the charts in the 70s with a song called Keep On Smiling.
Clue number two.
It is a character from Dexter's Laboratory.
Clue number three.
In 2014, a Mankato cop was a victim of this, and he arrested the perpetrator.
Paul?
Yes?
Whitewash?
Oh, thank you.
It'd be awesome if the Mankato cop were listening right now, and he's screaming in his car, squad car,
Mark.
He knows the answer. Mark.
Wet Willie.
That's right.
Oh!
Nice job, Perry. Nice job.
What was the giveaway there for you?
Oh, it popped into my head.
Man, good one.
Nice
trying
job.
To think somebody
imagine
to do
the
cop.
Guts it takes.
Imagine what somebody to do to a cop. And...
Yeah. Well, imagine the guts it takes to go up to a cop. And give him the lamest of all bully pranks.
How about
the wet
just
willy.
Enough booze?
Recovering victim of
well,
the wet willy.
By the way, the guy was like, he was blowing like a 0.5.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
We've got a very tight game. AJ has three. Sauce has two. Mark has two. Chris has one.
What number are we on?
We are on item nine. Number nine.
Oh, wow.
This is going to come down to the wire, almost certainly.
Come on, good guy.
Good guys.
Is that yourself? You're referring to yourself as good guy?
No, we're good.
You're the good guy.
Thanks for listening, Church.
That's our team.
Clue number one.
They're a very slow return on investment for the builder.
Clue number two.
It originated with the Germanic practice of throwing the swords and armor of vanquished foes into a bog.
Mark. Wishing well?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark Parrish tied for the lead.
What has gotten into you?
And all of a sudden,
he's between you and I. He's
must have had enough coffee.
Osmosis.
He's on fire.
Three for Mark. Three for AJ. Two for Sauce. One for Chris. Item number 10 coming. The initials are WW.
Clue number one.
Originally based in Chicago.
Clue number two.
Originally connected to meatpacking.
Clue number three.
Relocated to Baltimore.
Clue number four.
Famously, its president of operations came... Yes?
Washington Wizards?
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
How was Hawk.
Hockey gets
good one, Hawk.
That, now, you, that, the, because you had used game, this one before, I had to find all new clues.
Yeah.
You probably don't know, and why would you? Originally, the Washington Wizards, before being the Washington Bullets, were in Baltimore, and they were the Baltimore Bullets, and before that, they were in Chicago. There was actually, somebody had the audacity to be the Chicago Packers.
Are you kidding me?
That was the name of the Washington Wizards originally, the Chicago Packers.
And
they hated it so much in Chicago that they forced a name change a year later.
Wow.
And we were getting to the president of operations came out of retirement, of course. That would have been,
Michael Jordan.
You got it. What a game we've got. We now have everybody still alive. AJ and Mark have three. AJ and Mark have three. Sauce has two. Chris has two. Wow. Item number 11. WWR, the initials.
Clue number one.
Originally from northern China.
Clue number two.
Subject of one of Claude Monet's most famous works.
Clue number three.
Known for rapid growth.
Clue number four.
But also for a very short lifespan.
Clue number five.
There's one in my backyard right now.
AJ. Weeping Willow?
That's right. Damn it!
Oh, wow. I was going to say Whispering. Oh. Nice job, Age.
AJ takes a one-point lead into the final question. AJ, wow. Four.
Nice
Mark,
job,
three.
I'm out.
Sauce, two. Chris, two. You both have been eliminated. AJ obviously wins with a correct answer here. Chris or Sauce would give AJ the victory. Mark can tie.
Come on, good guy.
Go, guys.
Man. Item number 12.
Clue number one.
Over 10 million people do it per year.
Clue number two.
It generates $2 billion in revenue annually.
Clue number three.
Japan is the enemy country for people who enjoy this.
Clue number four.
It's a totally sedentary activity.
Clue number five.
It's what your grandma might do on vacation.
Paul. Whale watching.
That's right.
Because they hunt whales.
Goodness.
You're welcome. Wow.
Thanks, Paul.
And Sauce secures ruefully.
You
secures
are full of crap
AJ
right now.
The victory right there.
Are you kidding me? Because I've never done that for you.
No, you haven't.
You're never ever. You're right. You are out of your mind.
Charge, those are really good, buddy.
Yeah, that's it for Charge,
well,
everybody.
Boy, Charge.
Hard to not use the same 11 that everybody else, 11 of the 12 we did not reuse.
He just
that
threw
was
a bag
task.
Of hamburger
he,
buns at
he
me.
He did. He threw buns at you. I love it. Storms out and throws buns at the winner. Who,
and
by
not
the way,
ones I thought we would throw.
He gave you the win.
Yeah, I know.
How much he hates you.
That's how that is.
There have been multiple times where I have buzzed in and given him a win.
AJ, tell people what happens because of your win.
Y'all can go to the Rival House. Celebrate this weekend. Go to the Rival House. Tell them that I won the initials game. Get a free beer and a $3 initials appetizer just because I won this week.
Nice.
Thanks
job.
For letting me host, guys.
Thanks, Charge.
Thank you, Charge. Great job.
Thank you. Nice job, AJ. Holy moly. 8:36 on the Power Trip Morning Show. The initials game is in the books. We'll be right back with the final segment of the week of your little Power Trip Morning Show. Right here on The Fan. Everybody's
watching. The Fan.